Has somebody's advice ever stopped you from doing what you want to do? Have you ever taken on somebody's opinion, believed it, and decided that you would or wouldn't do something? Have you ever taken on somebody's opinion as your own and it becomes the reason that you do things? It might be someone's opinion about exercise, about politics, about religion, about healthy eating. You've listened to somebody and thought, wow, they really know their stuff, or I believe what they're sharing must be true, so I'm going to take that on board, I'm going to believe it. And do you have people in your life who want to give you information? So they tell you, don't do that, it won't work, or you can't do that, you're not good enough, or you should do that because I think it would be important for you to go there, learn that, get that education, be that person. And here's a great question. Why do we listen to other people? Is it important that we get everybody's advice and opinions? And if we're going to ask for advice and get people's opinions, whose advice and whose opinions should we get? What is our criteria for believing someone? Do we study what they have done? Do we research their qualifications? Do we just trust what they're saying must be true because somebody referred them to us, or we just like them? It seems that there's something about them that we think is good or intelligent or smart, or they must know what they're doing. And the reason I ask all these questions is every day of my life, because I'm in education and because I'm committed to helping people have a career that they love and never a job that they don't. And the MAX program is all about the four big areas of life, which of course is being healthy, fit and strong, and knowing how to get there and stay there. Having a career or business that is successful and profitable, how to get it, how to keep it, and how to keep growing it if you want to. How to be financially free, and how to have great relationships, how to attract great people into your life, and how to communicate with them effectively, but most importantly, how to communicate with yourself effectively so that you make great decisions and your life is exactly the way you want it to be. So that's the MAX program. That's what I do. That's my profession. That's what I do every single day. So you can imagine that there are a lot of people who come to the MAX International Colleges who share with me their big goals. Yes, I want to be healthy, fit and strong, and I want to help other people to be healthy, fit and strong. Yes, I want to have a successful, profitable career. Yes, I want to be financially free, and this is what it means to me, and people will share their financial goals with me. And yes, I want to have great people in my life. So whether it's the kind of clients they want to attract, the kind of members they want to put into their health club, whether it's their personal relationships. And I always ask those questions because obviously a human being that is healthy, fit and strong, has a career or business that they love, they're financially free, not have to worry about money, and they've got great people in their life, is usually a happier, more content human being than the opposite. So I always ask that question. If you were unhealthy, unfit, weak, had a lousy, stinking, rotten job, you were broke and you had terrible people in your life, obviously life wouldn't be so good. So one of the things that is really fascinating to me, and sometimes it makes me sad, even though I've got no control over it, I wish I did, of course, are people who take the advice or the opinion of people who tell them that they can't do something. So a lot of people want to have their own business, or they want to have a successful career, or they want to become a doctor, a lawyer, an architect, a rock star, an exercise professional, a gym owner, a boot camp instructor. They want to travel the world as an exercise professional. They want to have an online business. These are some of the things that people share with me with passion and enthusiasm. This is what I want to do, Rowie. I'm really excited about it. And sadly and unfortunately, somebody in their life or multiple people in their life will say to them, you can't do it, or you shouldn't do it, or don't do it. And there's all sorts of reasons, of course, and I'm sure you've heard them from other people that have goals and dreams and don't achieve them. You won't make enough money, or there's too many people doing that already. You should go and get a nice, safe, secure job. You should get a university education. You're not smart enough to do that particular career path, or you've got too much experience. That's one where people are doctors or lawyers, architects, engineers, and they really want to be exercise professionals, but the people in their life will say, well, you can't do that because you've spent 6 years at university and hundreds and thousands of dollars. You can't waste your life being an exercise professional. That was one that just came up recently. Then there's people who say you shouldn't do that because And it seems that, and I'm only just repeating what people have shared with me, that the people in their life aren't doing what they love to do. So it's almost like, well, if I have a lousy, stinking, rotten job and you're my partner or you're my child or you're somebody in my life that I have to invest time with, I don't want you to have a career path that you love because I'm stuck in my lousy, stinking, rotten job. And of course, I think that is really sad. So the question I always ask is, if you get advice from people, if you hear an opinion about your life and what you should do from another person, would you like to swap places with that person? And it was a question that was asked of me a very long time ago when I was looking for role models. I was a little girl, just a teenager, and I wanted to have all of those things. I'd set a personal goal that I wanted to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of my life. I wanted to have a career being an exercise professional. I didn't know what an exercise professional was then. I just knew that I wanted to inspire people to exercise. I knew that I didn't want to be worried about money because I was in an environment where people were constantly arguing about money or didn't have enough money. And I knew that I didn't want to live my life like that. And I certainly didn't want to have nasty, negative people in my life. And the reason for that when I was a teenager is that I had some pretty nasty people in my life. I had some bullies. And I just didn't want my life to be like that. So I started looking for role models, people who were living their life the way that I wanted to live my life, which is happy, healthy, fit and strong, a career or business that they love. They were financially free and they had respectful people in their life. And for me, it was a pretty sad experience because there were some people that had some of those things going, but I really didn't find anybody that had that complete package. They really had, for me, what I considered to be a great life. So I set, of course, the goal that, and I set a realistic goal, I thought, from 13 to 50. By the time I was 50, I wanted to be able to share with any little girl that ever came to me and said, is it possible to be happy, healthy, fit and strong, have a career that you love, be financially free and have great people in your life. I not only wanted to say, yes, it's possible, but I wanted to be the living, breathing example of that because when I was looking for that person, I couldn't find one. So I was looking for the person that I could swap places with. And that's why I always ask that question. If somebody's giving you advice about your life, they're telling you what to do, they're giving you an opinion, would you swap places with them? So for example, there's a lot of people that have an opinion about how to eat and how to exercise. And it's funny because I've been doing this all my life. I could probably call myself an expert, which of course I never would because I'm not. But when you've been doing something every day of your life for over 40 years and you're passionate about it and you're learning every day, you may be able to call yourself an expert. But I still have lots of people who share with me, Roey, this is the way you should eat and this is the way you should exercise and this is how the human body works and this is what you should do. And not only did they deliver that information without too much technical knowledge to back themselves up, but they are not people that I would swap places with. And I'm not saying that disrespectfully, but if I was looking for somebody to inspire me or information about being healthy, fit and strong, I would be looking for a person that was living and breathing what they were telling me. So yes, I would look for somebody that had a stack of energy, they were performing at their best level, they love what they see in the mirror, and they were getting the results that they wanted from their eating and exercise plan. Now, there's a lot of people out there who look good, for example, who are preaching about exercise or they're preaching about healthy eating. But I'm not just looking for the people that have ripped abdominals or tight butt cheeks or their body looks beautiful. I'm looking for the people that have kept and maintained that without being fanatical, without dieting, without crazy exercise programs, and without having any kind of guilt or emotional attachment or challenge with their food and exercise experience. So I'm looking for the people that love their food, love their exercise. They don't feel guilty if they eat food. They don't feel guilty if they miss an exercise session. They're just healthy, fit, strong human beings. And the next bit is that they have maintained that energy level, high performance level, physical well-being and physical great shape for a very long period of time, if not their whole life. So what I find particularly, because I'm an exercise professional, there are a lot of people in my, well, I'd be careful to call it a profession. I'd say there are a lot of people who talk about food and exercise that They might look good, but they're not very healthy. They might not look that good, but they're still preaching about health and fitness. And they haven't maintained whatever they're preaching for a very long time. So there's a lot of people that have lost weight. There's a lot of people that have gone on a diet and had amazing results. But I want to see what happens in 10 years' time or 20 years' time. So I remember when I was aiming to learn my anatomy and physiology and how the human body worked, and then I was looking for role models who were living that way. I wasn't looking for people that had a short-term diet and lost weight and looked good, or people that lost a lot of weight or got into great shape for a competition. I was looking for the people that could live and breathe their exercise and eating plan as a normal part of their life and maintain it for the rest of their life. Because I always ask this question, pick a size, or have you picked a size? Have you picked a weight? Have you picked an energy level? Have you picked the way you want to look and feel for the rest of your life and stay that way for the rest of your life? I remember very clearly one of my clients who shared with me that when you invest in beautiful clothes, he was a fashion designer, and he said, Roy, when you invest in beautiful clothes, you want to be able to keep wearing those clothes for the rest of your life. So bloody pick a size, will you? So that we can design you some beautiful clothes. When clothes are top quality, they will last for the rest of your life. They'll never go out of fashion, because style never goes out of fashion. And the only reason you won't be able to wear these clothes is if you don't fit into them. And I thought that was really great advice. So I decided that this was the weight and the size and the energy level that I wanted to stay with for the rest of my life. And yes, I can say I've been very privileged that I have maintained that for 40 years, but I'm not asking you to eat or exercise the way that I do. I'm just asking for you to find your, when I say perfect, what's going to be best for you? And perfect is an interesting statement, because there's a lot of people aiming for perfection. And it's often, I always say, it's a Latin for procrastination, because what does perfect actually mean? For me, it's always about getting fitter and stronger and better rather than aiming for the best or perfect. So that's my suggestion. If you're going to take advice from people about food and exercise and health, are they fit? Are they healthy? Do they have a great relationship with their food and exercise? And have they maintained it for a long period of time? Would you swap places with them? And you might say, yes, that person's got a beautiful body. I'd love to have their body. But the question is, do you want to do what they're doing to have that perfect body? Would you be prepared to go through some of the fanatical crazy things that some people do to have that beautiful body? So that's one area. If you're going to take advice from people about food and exercise, would you swap places with them? And if not, would it be a good idea to find out what's going to work best for you? The second area is career and business, of course, and there's a lot of people who give advice about what business you should go into or what career path you should have. There's career officers at high schools that say you should be this because it's based on your marks or some kind of test they've given you to say you would make a great doctor, lawyer, architect, engineer, accountant. Or I have lots of people who've shared with me that their careers officer at school or their teacher told them that they couldn't be a doctor or a lawyer, an accountant, an engineer, an architect, because they weren't smart enough and they weren't going to get good enough marks. And of course, I've got too many examples of people that have proved that wrong. Could it be important that the career path or business that you choose is the thing that you love, the thing that you're really passionate about? And what's really interesting is when you find the people that do have a career that they love or a business that they're passionate about, number one, they would do it for free. Number two, they've never had to worry about money, because when you're really passionate about something, you obviously do the education and training to get really good at what you do, which means whatever you're doing is going to add massive value to people's lives. So you will be successful financially as well as having a career that you love. And is it possible that regardless of what somebody else tells you that you can or can't do, if you're committed to it and you're passionate about it and you really want to do it, is it possible that you can? And I'll share again, there are literally thousands, I've met thousands of people that have been told, you can't. You're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny, too old, too young, too dumb or too intelligent, too much experience or not enough experience. You can't do it. And of course, they've done it anyway. So the question I always ask, if somebody gives you advice about your career path or your business, would you like to swap places with them? Do they have a career or business that they're passionate about? Are they financially successful in that business? Are they doing ongoing learning and education to become better and better and better at what they do so they can add massive value to people's lives? When somebody tells you that you can't, Why would we believe them if they are a can't? If they've said to themselves, I can't have the career path that I'm passionate about, or I can't be successful in business, that might be true because they've told themselves that they can't. And in fact, it probably is true. If somebody says, I can't do it, it's highly unlikely that they'll be able to do it. But does it mean that you can't do it? I think that's a really important question, yeah? If you put your mind to anything, and I've got thousands of stories, but I always think of a young guy I met on a train in Melbourne, and I often share this story because for me it's an absolute classic of when people say that you can't. He was literally told in high school that he would never get good enough marks to become a doctor, but he really wanted to be a doctor. And sure enough, he didn't finish high school with good enough marks to get into university or get into medical school. He did get into university to do a Bachelor of Arts degree. And I share this with you because I met him on the train with a big happy smile on his face. I always go and talk to people that have big happy smiles on their faces because I want to find out why. He shared with me that he just got into medical school, but he was not 18 years of age. He was quite a mature man. And he shared with me the story that, yes, he'd been told that he couldn't be a doctor, wasn't smart enough, got into a Bachelor of Arts degree at university, but he wanted to be a doctor. So he swapped into physiotherapy, then he swapped into biomedical science, and then he swapped into medicine. So he worked his way into the medical degree, into medical school. It took him a long time, but he wanted to be a doctor. So he didn't believe the people that said that he wasn't smart enough. He had the drive and the discipline and the courage and the belief in himself, even though nobody else did. And that's the question I always ask. Even if somebody else doesn't believe in you, why would you believe them? Even if somebody else has a lousy, stinking, rotten job that they hate and they think that you should have one too, why? Maybe you could set the example for them, prove them wrong, have a career or business that you love, and then say, hey, it is possible and here's how you do it. So there's that question again. If somebody tells you that you can't have a career or business that you really want to have, would you swap places with that person? Are they a person who has a career or business that they love? Would they do their job, career or business for free? Are they constantly getting better at what they do because they love it so much? And are they adding massive value to people's lives? And I ask that question because if you're waking up every day doing what you love, wanting to keep getting better at it, wanting to, because you love it so much, and you are adding massive value to people's lives, could that be a really special way to live your life rather than have somebody tell you that you can't? And the example I always use for that is sport. Most of the people that come into my life somewhere along the line have loved sport, wanted to play sport for a living or be involved in a sport, and they've been told that they can't. You're not good enough. You're not fast enough. You can't jump high enough. You can't kick far enough. Can't. And interestingly, the best sports people in the world, the ones that have been doing it for the longest, you'll find that most of them have that story. They were told initially that they would never be good enough, it would never work for them. They needed a backup plan. That's always a big one, isn't it? You need a backup plan because what if you fail? What a horrible thing to say to somebody. You need a backup plan because what if you fail? Yuck. What if you succeed? And if you didn't have a backup plan, are you more likely to succeed? There's a great question. So if somebody tells you that you can't do it, have a look at what they're doing. Are they loving their life? Are they learning and educating and training because they love what they do? Are they adding massive value to people's lives? And that's the thing I love about sport. If you play your sport because you love it, or you're just involved in the sport, you might manage the team, coach the team, be the massage therapist for the team, be the sports strength and conditioning coach for the team, doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you love about that sport, if you're passionate about it and you keep getting better at it, will you add massive value to the team, to the fans, to the franchise? And of course, the highest paid sports people in the world are the ones that add massive value to the fans. And is it possible that the reason they add massive value to the fans is because they're really good at what they do? And is it possible they're really good at what they do because they're doing what they love? So some great questions to ask. If somebody says you can't, ask yourself, would I swap places with this person that's telling me that I can't? Wealth and financial freedom is really interesting. That's the next bit where people will often say, you can't be rich, you can't be wealthy, you can't be financially free. It's never going to happen for you. It's not possible. Interestingly, this is the easy one. As we all know, financial freedom doesn't come from how much we earn. It's just the allocation of what we earn. And even if you are supported by the government on some kind of government support program, Is it possible that you could create wealth with that based on allocation? And I ask that question without hesitation because the answer is yes. If you allocate a tiny amount of money and you invest it wisely, there's a thing called compound interest. It's the eighth wonder of the world, and anybody can become financially free. So I always ask this question again when somebody says that you can't, would you like to swap places with them? The person that's telling you that you can't be financially free or wealthy, are they financially free, wealthy? And would it be a great idea to invest time with people that are financially free and wealthy, rich, whatever you want to call it? Are there people in the world? Of course. And what I've found personally is that the wealthiest people in the world are really keen to share how. It's a small, and I'll use the billionaire group. There's not that many billionaires in the world compared to the rest of the people that earn an average wage. But all of those people are really keen to be part of a group that wants to keep growing and learning and educating. And the people that are extremely wealthy, the ones that are self-made, not the ones that have inherited their money, but the self-made ones, they've never become wealthy because they wanted to make money. They became wealthy because they were doing what they were passionate about and they were becoming the best in the world at it. And they're adding massive value to people's lives. So for them, financial freedom has come easily, as it could for you. And if you listen to them, they'll tell you that. And I love investing time with people that have that passionate attitude. So great question. If somebody tells you that you can't be financially free, would you like to swap places with them? And if the answer is no, then perhaps find somebody different to talk to about wealth and wealth creation and financial freedom. And I'll share again, is it possible that that's the easy one? Money is like maths. there's no grey area. This is what you do to make money. This is what you do to invest money wisely. This is what you do to become financially free. And depending on how much that is for you, and for some people it's $500 a week, some people it's $5,000 a week, some people it's $5 million a week. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you need to be financially free, so that there comes a point in your life where you don't have to go to work. And that's my definition of financial freedom. How does that sound? You don't go to work because you have to earn money. You do what you love to do because you want to, and you could do it whether you earn money or not because you are financially free. You're set up so that you can live on your income without earning any more money. Ha ha. So if someone's telling you that you can't do that, perhaps talk to somebody who's doing it and they'll share with you how to do it. So why would you swap places with somebody that's not financially free? If somebody's giving you advice, at least get advice from the people that you would love to swap places with, which is the person that is not having to work. They go to work because they love it, but they don't have to. And if they didn't go to work, they would still be earning money and still be able to live on the income of the money that they have generated wisely. Woohoo! Relationships. A lot of relationship advice, isn't there? If you were to even send out a message via social media, how do I find a great partner, or how do I become a great parent, or how do I attract great clients, or how do I be a great person? There'll be lots of advice. Thousands, millions of people will probably respond. But the people that give you advice about how to be a great person, here's a great question. Would you swap places with them? Are they a great person? Are they kind? Are they respectful? Are they gracious? The things that you respect in a person, would you take advice from somebody that isn't that person? If somebody's giving you advice about what kind of clients to attract into your business, are they attracting the kind of clients into their business? And check it out. Don't just listen to what people say. One of the things I can say passionately as an older, chronologically advanced woman who's been in business for a very long time, people lie. They say things that aren't true. And if you follow up and test it and research and analyze it, you'll find that it's possible that the information they're giving you is not backed up by anything except something they might have heard from somebody else. If you're going to have somebody giving you or telling you what to do or giving you advice about your marriage, about your relationship, about your partner, about how to be a parent, there's a lot of people talking about how to be a great parent. Have a look at, are they good? Are they a good parent? Would you like to be the kind of parent that they are at the moment? And if not, then why would you listen? If yes, what a great person to invest time with. If somebody's talking to you about how to have a great relationship, do they? I like chatting to the people that have been married for 40, 50, 60 years. They're still holding hands. They're still making love. They're still excited about being with each other. They don't growl and grump at each other. They have great conversations, not arguments. And I've met a few of those couples and I love investing time with them. I ask lots and lots of questions. So you've been married for 40 years. Tell me about that. What have you been doing to make this relationship work? And I'll ask a different question. Have you been to a restaurant or a cafe and you've seen couples sitting and it's almost like you can tell whether they're on a hot first date or whether they've been married for 30 years, because usually the hot date are all animated and excited about each other, and the people that have been together for years look a bit bored and they're not talking. Well, I always look for the people that are more mature, that look like they might have been married for a really long time or they've been with their partner for a really long time, but they're still excited about each other. They're still communicating beautifully. They're still affectionate. And I always ask, do you still make love? Is it still a lustful relationship? And they're the people that I would like to swap places with. So again, I ask the question, if somebody gives you advice about the kind of relationship you should be in or the kind of parent you should be or the kind of people you want to attract into your life, would you swap places with them? When you have a look at their life, are they doing it the way you would like to do it? And I'm asking all of these questions because I see every day so many people who listen to other people's opinions, take other people's advice, do what they're told by their parents or their partner or somebody in their life. And I ask, would you swap places with the person that's given you advice? And often the answer is no. And sometimes it's hell no. I don't want to live like that. So I can't change what people do. People will always do what they're going to do. But wanting people to have a career and business that they love, wanting people to be happy and healthy, wanting people to be financially free and have great people in their life, perhaps talk to, chat to, invest time with, research, analyze the people that are doing the things that you want to do in the way that they're doing it. Or even more importantly, what if you became your own guru? If there was nobody to get an opinion from, if there was nobody to ask advice of, what advice would you give yourself? And that, of course, is my favorite question. If you were your own high performance eating and exercise coach, your own high performance career or business coach, your own high performance financial planner, your own high performance relationship coach, what advice would you give yourself? What would you tell yourself about how to live your life, how to be healthy, fit and strong, how to earn money, how to save and invest money, and how to attract great people into your life? And is it possible that you don't need a guru, you don't need an expert, you just need to listen to your own heart? And interestingly, it was advice given to me a really long time ago. Rowie, when you're going to make a decision, who are you and what do you stand for? What would you die for? Ask your head, ask your heart, and ask your gut. A connection of the three. What does your head say? What does your heart say? What does your gut say? And then regardless of what anybody else says, is it possible that you should follow your core values? You should follow what you believe in, what your convictions are, and you should follow what your head says, what your heart says, and what your gut says. And if you really need to get advice from other people or you really want somebody else's opinion, ask yourself, would I swap places with this person? Great question.